Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. And this is an exciting one because the gang is back together.
Absolutely. What's up, Frankie? Well, you have Vasiliki. You're finally back from Istanbul. Vasiliki, how's everything over there?
Yeah, the games were really nice, pretty intense derbies. One go to Panathinaikos side, one went to FS side. So we have a game 5 in Osaka, like last year against Maccabi, so this better be a thrilling one.
It's going to be very interesting. All, both series that went to Game 5 have been by far the most intense, and some of the most intense in EuroLeague history, I would say. Frankie, how much are you enjoying this?
I'm loving it. I mean, there's a reason that we call it playoff time, right? Every game is exciting, and you know that if one team pulls away early, nothing matters. And there's other teams to make a run. It's back and forth. It's such an exciting 2.5 weeks of basketball.
It sure has. And before we move on to the next week of basketball, we should give a shout out to our private league winners from the previous week. So congratulations to Stefanos Papaspyridakos from Greece. He was the private league winner for round 39 or after game 3, whatever you prefer. And also Danilo Radivojevic, who crashed it in the previous game. I don't know if he's related to my girl Alex or if it's just a common name in Serbia. Anyway, shout out to Alex and all my cast from EuroLeague and friends.
Should we go team by team and recommend at least one or two players per team? Let me start with Barca, because I wrote an article on EuroLeague.net about Barca and about its... after so many injuries, so many failed signings, I mean, they have only 9 senior players on the roster right now. But there they are. In Game 5, they were 5th in the regular season. I think that the season is one of the best they had in EuroLeague history, and they've been there every single season, all 25 years. But now they have to win in Monaco to make it to the Final Four. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Monaco lost its Game 5 last year against Fener. It was one of the two away wins we have seen in Game 5. Olympiacos also did it last year against Barcelona. So I think Monaco having that experience is an advantage for them. And usually the history says that the home team wins in Game 5. That's why everybody's fighting for the home court advantage. Also, the fact that Barcelona has so many injuries is not making things easier for them. I think Jan Vesely won't play. Is that right?
Yeah. It looks like John Peñarroya said that he thinks it's very unlikely that he plays. He didn't discard him like 100%, but if he plays, he's not going to be in the best condition.
Yes, so I don't know, but there's definitely players that we should have from Barcelona because there's not so many options. So you have to have players from each of the 4 teams that are now competing for the Final Four. So yes, Frankie, do you have any specific player in mind?
I think in general, if we take a step back and look at all 4 teams, that experience matters a lot at this point. And also the fact that the 2 home teams this week played game 5s last year matter. Sometimes you might say game 5 at home, if you start off slowly, the other team takes the lead, it could build on you. It could be a mountain that just closes in on you, right? The fans start to boo you, everyone's stressful. I'm not worried about that this year for Panathinaikos or for Monaco because they both hosted games last year. That being said, I think you have to chase where the value is. Barcelona being with a limited roster and having certain players that we know are going to have key roles, I'm buying into several Barcelona players. The one who I think is the most interesting is Willy Hernan Gomez, because there's a lot of questions about center. There's no guaranteed center in any team that you can say, this is the center, I'll spend my money here, I know I'm taken care of. There's questions everywhere. I did not have him, after his big game round three, I went back and I rewatched it, and so many of his baskets were tip-ins and mismatches, and I said, well, that can't be done again. But he had another really strong round 4 and a game 4. And with all the minutes that he has to play and the role that he has to carry, he's a player who I like a lot and I will have on my team as one of 4 Barcelona players on my team this week.
You're really believing in Barca. That's good. My pick is Jabari Parker. I know he usually gets more points than PAR. That makes him like a fantasy. But now with so many, what's only 4 teams in the game right now, because Fenerbahce and Olympiacos are out because they're in the Final Four. I think it's time for... I mean, to go for Jabari Parker. He had 22 points in game four. He's in a good moment. Very important for him, he played all games this season after a nightmare of injuries over the last 3 or 4 years. He's now fully healthy, and I think this is his time to shine and to finally play one EuroLeague Final Four. Vasiliki, tell us about Panathinaikos.
Okay, about Panathinaikos. So I will go with the captain, Kostas Loukas. As we already said, experience matters, and there's nobody that's more experienced than him. He has been to 12 Final Fours in his career. He has won the trophy 4 times. He has been the Final Four MVP. So if we're looking for experience and someone who knows what the crucial time is, it's him for sure. He has been having a pretty good series against Efes, especially 2 out of 4 games. He's the man that Ataman will trust with all the decisions when it's crunch time. And he's usually the one that takes the best decisions, even if he's not the biggest scorer or the best scorer of the team. You know, he can create for his teammates. He can find the right pass. We saw it when he passed the ball to Dinos Mitoglou for that crucial three-pointer in Game 3. I will definitely go for him.
I think the real question for Panathinaikos right now is to none or not to none.
That is the big question for sure. Right now, I'm leaning towards to not none for my team. Not, I'm suggesting people to not get Kendrick for their fantasy teams, but I haven't been doing so good lately, so I don't have that much credit to spend. And having 4 superstar guards was a little bit tricky. Also, the fact that all the games are on the same day, so you don't have the opportunity to change and you have to make a right decision on who to put in your starting lineup makes it even more tougher for me to choose many superstars. So since I went with Loukas, now I think I'm staying away from that, because having 2 superstars from the same team in the same position might be a little too much fantasy-wise. Not that it can work out on the court for Panathinaikos.
I'm going all for Nan. Nan is going to be my captain. Nan is going to be my guy. Home Nan is the best Nan. And MVP Nan should be the best Nan. They have to, I mean, after not playing at the same level as the regular season, number-wise, because I think he had a fantastic game 3, for instance. I think this is time for Nan to prove that he is one of the best players in the league, if not the best. So I'm going for Nan as captain. Not having Bezenkov around makes me pick my number 2 choice, which is Nan, of course.
Frankie, what do you think about this?
As I've said all season long, I think that it's so important to find star players who are matchup proof. That's what makes somebody a star, being matchup proof. That's not true in the playoffs. Over especially in a 5-game series, things happen. They find ways to slow players down, to focus on them. And great players can still be great players and win by taking the attention onto them and opening up for other people. After 4 games, it's hard for me to say that Nunn is worth the price. The difference between, let's say, Nunn and Loukas is 6 more credits to spend somewhere else. For me, that's the difference between having a nobody on the bench and having Brizuela on the bench. Would I rather have Loukas and half of Brizuela for the 50% than Nunn? The answer is yes.
That's when Nunn gets a 40, and then you're behind all of us. Anyway, let's move on to Efes. I guess that Shane Larkin is a very obvious choice. He's playing fantastic. He's been the leader of the team. He's one of the few players that is improving his stats in the playoffs compared to a regular season. Nigel Hayes-Davis would be the second one. Who else could we pick? Should we go for instance, Elijah Bryan, Frankie?
Elijah Bryan is a legitimate option. It's not an option that I've taken, but he's a key player. And if they win, I think he'll have to have a big game. There's also Vincent Poirier, who had 2 very strong games in Athens. And then his games in back home is tomorrow, not as good. Game 5, of course, is Athens. But what changed there, and what can we expect of him? Especially, again, as I said before, in a weaker center position, he's a player to consider.
I think I would go with the other center option of Efes, Dani Oturu. because I'm not sure if Poirier is at 100%. Luca Banchi said that he was sort of injured after game two. That's why he didn't play a lot in game three and he wasn't as impactful in those two games in Istanbul. I'm not sure if he's at 100%. I think Oturi is more explosive, more unpredictable. So he can either have a good game or a bad game, but you have to gamble a little. And I think he is also a little bit cheaper than Poirier. So I think I will go with Oturu.
Okay, I'm talking about Monaco. I'll start first because my center choice is Daniel Theiss. I'm going with Daniel Theiss. Okay, he hasn't played that well in Blaugrana. But I think that if Monaco has to go to the Final Four, they need a good balance between their many backcourt stars and somebody inside. And that has to be him. Actually, I'm getting also Jaite, just in case. I'm putting him on the bench. So that I think both of them combined is going to be the key for me to do well this week. But out of the many backcourt stars, like I said, who's your choice in Monaco?
My choice, Mike James.
Obviously.
Plain and simple.
Right.
Vasilik is a big
Game five of the playoffs. the big reason that I was not big on Mike James this season was because he came off the back surgery at the beginning of the season. He was priced as the MVP, and I didn't expect him to perform as the MVP. But all that doesn't matter now. Money doesn't even matter now, right? It's with the exception, okay, one, but you can get almost all the players you want out of the four teams. The question is, who is the player you trust in game five to come, take the ball, win it?
Mike James. Vasiliki is a big Mike James girl, so.
Yes. Remember what I told you at the beginning of the season? I'm not sure if I'm taking Mike James then, but now I'm 100% sure I'm picking Mike James for a game five. He's the go-to guy. He's the MVP. He's the alpha dog for Monaco. And if they're advanced to the Final Four, it's through him, for sure. There can be other protagonists as well, but definitely Mike has to have a good game, whether it's scoring, whether it's passing. He has to have a good game. So I'm trusting Mike.
Mike was the alpha dog because the alpha of alphas is now the head coach.
What about the alpha of the aloes?
I do have alpha Diallo as well.
I do have alpha Diallo also. I think he's a good matchup. He's going to play 3-4. He's physical, and I think Monaco's physicality is what has to take them to the Final Four if they win. I mean, if they win, it's out of physicality, and that's where Diallo fits perfectly, and he's a top choice this week. Anyway, let's take a look at our teams, shall we?
Yes.
So, let's talk teams. Vasiliki, you go first. Who do you have this week for playoffs game five?
Okay, I will start with my obvious trades. I had to get rid of Sasa Vazenkov, Thomas Wokup, and Andres Feliz because Olympiacos advanced to the Final Four and Real disqualified. So, in their positions, I got Alpha Diallo, Mike James, and Dario Brizuela. Also, I had Vasilis Panoulis in my bench, but now I think I'm going with Adaman. I believe both Monaco and Panathinaikos will win, but I don't know. For some reason, I want to go with Adaman. Also, I got rid of Nan and got Kostas Lucas in his positions for the reasons I explained that Frankie also complimented perfectly. Panagiotis Kalaitzakis is out because he hasn't played at all in the series, so I'm going with Hilmaz, who started last game in PJ Dozier's position, who was also a little bit injured in his right hand, and I'm not sure if he's 100%, so maybe Hilmaz can have a few more minutes. He only costs 4.3, so he's the last player on my bench, and maybe I can get something out of him. Last but not least, Joel Parra is out, and Justin Anderson is in because he has been performing a little bit better in the series, so I'm trying to find maybe some avantage there. What about you, Frankie?
So, like you, most of the moves I made were because of players who have won in advance, so I bid farewell to Sergio Yui, to Vazenkov, Janan Musa, Alec Peters, and the only player who I could have kept, and also Coach Bartzokas, and the only player I could have kept who I am not is Omer Tseven. And in their place, I rebuilt the team with Kostas Lucas, Jabari Parker, Juancho Hernan Gomez, who's always been good to me, but you've been rude to him in the past. And Kostas Mitoglou and Willy Hernan Gomez. And at coach, I'm going with Coach Spanoulis.
All right.
Okay.
And I have to say that overall, I didn't mean to mislead you before when I said I have four Barcelona players, but I only have one starting. I have three Barcelona players on the bench. I have more Monaco players starting than I have Barcelona players starting.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, last week we said, Arale and I, who did the podcast last week, that Juancho was probably the most important player 2 weeks ago because he had a 40 PAR and then a 3 PAR. So picking him in the right time was the key to win. Maybe that will be the case in game five. I'm staying away from Juancho this time. I traded all the players who were from Madrid and Olympiacos, who were Abalde, Jul, Tavares, Bartzokas, and Benzenko. Plus, I traded Billy Hernán Gómez, and I traded Terry Tarpey, who didn't play in game four. Maybe he'll play in game five, I don't know. I think this is very important, with a 3-1-1 lineup, because I want all four star guards to play. And I'm going to put Lucas as the sixth man, together with Nan, Mike James, and Larkin. The other two starters are Alfa Diallo and Daniel Tsai. And the bench is Jaite, as I told you, Derek Willis, which I may trade for Gil Matt now that I heard Vasiliki. Joel Parra, I could use a little bit more money to get Mitoglou instead, with the money I'd save from Willis instead of Gil Matt. And Abrines, that's going to be my team with Ataman as head coach, because it's difficult. I mean, they're really, really close, these two games. But if I have to pick a favorite, that would be Panathinaikos. So we'll see. And captains, like I said, I have Kendrick Nunn. I'm going with Kendrick Nunn. He's the MVP of the regular season. He's the best player out of the four teams, I think. That's my choice. What about you guys?
Four characters, MJ55.
Okay. Nice way to put it. I think it can be a new nickname. Like, it's not a nickname, but you know, like, it's Andrei Kirilenko. He was that. But nowadays, we don't use it for anybody, so maybe Mike can pull it off.
I have a nickname for Mike James that nobody liked it, but I want to call it 5K because he was the first player to reach 5,000 points.
Yes.
The same way that people call Nigel Hayes-Davis 50.
Mr. 50, yes.
Yeah, he would be Mr. 5K, which I think is very cool, but nobody liked it.
I think so too.
Vasiliki, who's your captain?
I'm going with Mike James as well. I don't have none, so I was between him and Lucas, but I know that Mike can go off a little bit more and score like 30 points. I think that's more likely than Lucas scoring 30 points. So I will go with Mike, at least for now. I don't know.
Frankie, wrap it up. It's been a great show.
Yeah, thank you everybody for joining us. Make sure to catch the games this week on EuroLeague TV. And we thank you again for tuning in. And our humble request to you are that you like the podcast, share the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. Don't miss an episode and enjoy this week's Game 5s.